With a second look at, it says in the papers this Friday morning, here's Fiona Kelly.
The Irish Daily Mail and Irish Independent both lead today with reports about pushback from opposition politicians to the creation of three new junior minister positions in government. In the piece in the Mail, Labour's Duncan Smith claims that the move smacks of grubbiness, while Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats remarks that before this government is even ratified, the public purse is already on the hook for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil's backroom deal with the Lowry Independents. The Independent, meanwhile, estimates that including top-ups and allowances, the new junior ministers will earn up to €200,000 a year, a figure which Sinn Féin TD Mairead Farrell describes as obscene. The Irish Times leads with the pledge by Israel's Security Cabinet to approve the Gaza ceasefire deal today, following yesterday's delay in endorsing it. Yesterday's High Court ruling ordering Conor McGregor not to disseminate CCTV footage shown during the civil action taken against him by Nikita Hand is covered in the front of the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. The arrest of five men in connection with the ongoing investigation into the seizure of a ship believed to have been carrying drugs with an estimated value of €100 million off the coast of Kerry on Monday receives coverage on the front of the Irish Examiner. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on a court case in which four police officers are on trial over an incident in a takeaway in the city in January 2022. Based on evidence heard in court yesterday, the paper runs with the headline, "Cops Out of Control During Drunken Kebab Shop Row." The Irish News runs with the lead story about a notorious loyalist gang known as the Glenan Gang, which is believed to have been responsible for 120 murders during the Troubles. "Have I told you lately that I loathe you?" That's the lead headline in today's Irish Sun, which reports on a war of words between Roy Keane and Rod Stewart, who are told both own luxury apartments in Lansdowne Place in Ballsbridge in Dublin. A few years back, the 80-year-old singer and diehard Celtic fan described the Cork man as a bit of a bully in the way he conducts himself as a pundit. Speaking on a football podcast yesterday, Roy Keane described Rod Stewart's performance he was once at as rubbish. And he also wondered why, unlike sportsmen, nobody seems to tell singers when they've had a good innings and that it's time to get off the stage. Elsewhere this morning, the Times reports on a High Court action being taken by the Franciscan Order challenging a prayer group which was allowed to temporarily hold services at its Friary Church in Clonmel in County Tipperary over an alleged sit-in on the premises. A number of today's papers report that the Grand Hotel in Malahide in Dublin, which has been owned by the Ryan family since 1974, has been sold for €55 million. There's a story in today's Examiner about the owner of the brownstone building in Manhattan, which the fictional character Carrie Bradshaw lived in the HBO series Sex and the City. Barbara Lorber says that she agreed to allow the exterior of her building to be used because she felt sorry for the young talent scout who told her that if he didn't secure it, he'd lose his first real job in the business. Little did she know that the series would run for 6 seasons with 2 spin-off films and that herself and the other residents of the building would have to deal with the daily barrage of visitors taking selfies and filming videos on those iconic steps. Following an application earlier this month, Liz Lorber has been granted permission to install a gate at the front of the building. And finally, also in the Examiner, there's a story there about the World Monuments Fund, which lists at-risk cultural sites around the world. The majority of the sites are either in conflict zones, such as Ukraine or Gaza, or in areas impacted by climate crisis. One of the threatened sites named in this year's watch list, however, is the moon. We're told that it's been included because of fears surrounding the potential destruction caused by visits to the moon by commercial operators.
Fiona Kelly.